This is the Nicole Harris Show. Let me get to the point. This is Nicole Harris, and thank you so much for rocking out with me. I really appreciate you guys. I am so happy to start this podcast. You just don't know. I'm so excited to be able to bring to you some of the things that I like to discuss, some of the things that I talk about on a daily basis. And if you follow me on social media, you know some of the things that I discuss. I really don't rock with Facebook that much. It's just basically to put out information, especially after the thing with the NAACP where they had like the logout. It's a lot of things surrounding that with the scandal, with some privacy laws. And so I joined them, I think it was this past Tuesday, and I logged off of social media for that, for 24 hours for that Tuesday, just to show my support. And research that when you get some time. It's definitely crazy. I really think some more things are going to come out with that. But also, too, you can check me out on Instagram at Coco Beware. That's COCOBEWRE. Somebody already had the A. Suckers. No, I'm joking. Or you can find me at Black Discovery on Instagram as well. You can go to my website at www.blackdiscovery.us. That's www.blackdiscovery.us. I have an online black newspaper, and we're talking about everything from current events to sports to news to love, relationships, food. Everything you want to see is on the page. It's still new. It's just been out a couple of months, and so I'm still feeling my way around with it, but I'm enjoying it. I'm really just living my dreams. It may seem small now, but you know, you got to start somewhere. And so I'm just so happy to be doing it. I've been, you know, doing so many things for so long now for other people, and to better other people and to grow other people's companies. And so it's good to finally take time to do something that I love, and I'm going to do it. So you can also check me out on Twitter at Black Discovery. I'm not on there too much either, but if you're on there, I'm on there. Holla back. Like I said, I don't go on there often, but I like Instagram really because I feel like I can chop it up with a lot of different people on there. It has taught me so much about so many different people. When I first started on Instagram, I followed this brother's page. It was Media Outrage then. He had over 100,000 followers, and he just taught so much about black love, about black history and culture, and loving yourself and loving your hair and accepting yourself. And it was just, man, I was like, wow, you know, it was just so much to take in. And he just talked about books, what kind of books to read, and his page was just everything. And his page was open then, and because, you know, he was so influential, a lot of people got together, or some people got together and got his page taken, deleted, or taken down. And but you know, don't cry for him. He's back up, and he's now Media Outrage too. So definitely check him out on Instagram. He's still putting out the information, still putting out the news, and I still love the page. Another page I love on Instagram is Official Gray Music. That's a hip hop artist. He is definitely nice with it. And he definitely puts down good music, and he and his girlfriend Chef Nikki talk about, you know, veganism and how they became vegans. And so I definitely tune in to them. So that's another good page to follow. As far as hip hop, kind of had my falling out with hip hop for a while. I listened to a lot of it in my teens and growing up. But, you know, for music, it really started with me and my father, my passion for music. I didn't know when I was listening to his stereo that when I was listening to Sam Cooke and Shirley Murdoch and she was singing As We Lay, I didn't know that chick was talking about laying with somebody else's husband. I just knew that I loved the song and I laugh when I listen to it now and even when I play it for my daughter and she's like, what? You know, but it's I love it because music for me, it takes me back to places that, you know, that I love. Both of my parents are gone now, but through music and memories and things like that, I always keep them close to me. So I always and forever love music, all types of music. I love jazz and everything else. But in my teenage years, was with my brother, and we listened to a lot of hip-hop and the Dirty South. And shout out to Master P. I always love what he's doing with him and his son, Romeo, and Outkast and Goody Mob and all that. You know, we loved all that. Of course, we loved Nas and Biggie and Pac and Jay and, you know, all the rest of them. But it seemed like when I started getting older, music began to change. And I don't think that I was, I didn't want to go in the direction that it was going in. And so I kind of, stopped listening to it because it was just, yeah, I didn't really feel like it was for me. But then Black Thought happened from the Roots, and he did the freestyle. Everybody remember that night. I know. But when he did the freestyle on Funk Flex, I was like, oh my God. I went right back to waiting on a video to drop on Video Soul or some on 106 in Park. It was that feeling again. And I was like, man, hip-hop, you still the love of my life. So, and then it's still Common and all those, you know, that I still listen to. But that one right there, Black Thought, if Nas said that hip-hop was dead, then Black Thought definitely revived it for me. And I know he did for a lot of other people. And so shout out to Black Thought. I always love him. I always love his music. And also, too, I follow a brother on Instagram, another hip-hop artist, and that's RJ Payne. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, dude is just like that. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Yikes. Sheesh, I don't know where dude came from. I was like, yo, dude is super nice. And I was like, oh, okay, he got a couple. But then, you know, you keep on listening to somebody and you be like, yo, dude is like infinite with the bars, for real. I was like, yo. Everything he dropped is like super, super dope. And so because of that, I'm going to play a little bit of his music just to show you how nice he is. Don't take my word for it. Let me play a little bit of it. So this is from his album, If Cocaine Could Talk 3, and you can go to his website and purchase his music. He's an independent artist, and that's really what's up. I applaud him for that. And so here's a little bit of his music. And this is for real hip hop. If you ain't really a hip hop fan, you can't feel this. But if you really love hip hop, then you're gonna recognize. I got the desert for breakfast, the Mac 11 for lunch. Big Berettas and blunts, movies and ducking groupies. I'm shining, put that on my mother Ruby. Fucking sue me, might as well. I'm up like the L. Rifle shells with the knife as well. Bullets send me right to hell. I rain fire like them Bible tales. Shit, I'm ruthless. I'm feeling like Lucius when Empire fell.
crying heavily, rhyme cleverly, smack the shit out your favorite rapper. Now that's crime therapy. Ryan Jeremy, a real motherfucker, that nine heavenly. Upper room, I touch and boom, that's nine felonies. Cocaine pro, propane flow, jazz play, I'm letting that John Coltrane blow. Things lined up, dancing that Soul Train glow. Slave master, whip new, but the rope hang low. King Kunta, Mansa Musa, fam's the future. Avalanche, I send the ambulance to scoop you. Magic man, that automatic blame, I shoot you. Pakistan, clap at your man and your producer. Vicious as fuck, bitches, what's up? What's up the Dutch? If cocaine can
so, yeah, go and cop that. I'm going to let this ride because it's just too nice not to. But yeah, go cop that and go on his page and definitely check him out for yourself. And so, you know, of course, we're going to talk about hip hop and I can't wait to have some of my friends on. Oh, my goodness gracious. These chicks is... I'm just going to laugh now because, yeah, it's probably going to get a little heated in here and we're going to joke. We're going to have some jokes. I'm a serious person, but I love to laugh as well. And so I'm going to have them on there. So on here so we can talk about love and relationships and things like that, because it's stuff that we usually talk about when we have girl time. And so we're just going to put it out there. And let some of y'all see, you know, we got some questions. So, yeah, we're going to put that out there. That should be live. And I'm looking forward to some of the interviews with some of my favorite people that I follow on Instagram and some of the people who are in my life. And, you know, I just think it's some things out there that I want to put on the table that just need to be heard and need to be addressed. And so I'm going to do my part. I feel like we all here and we all have a purpose. We all have a meaning. And so I feel like if you see something wrong, if it's bothering you and, you know, nobody's willing to help you, you know, to solve their problem, or they think you corny for doing it, or you think, or they think this, that, and the third, it's really not up to them. That means it was assigned to you and you only. So it's up to you to go out and do, you know, what it is that you're supposed to be doing. I don't know what that is. You know, you have to find that out. And that's in learning who you are and learning yourself. And so spend some time getting to learn who you are, because I'm going to tell you, the worst hell is living for everybody else. Learn how to live for yourself. And that is not a selfish thing. I had to learn that. And I'm just learning that really as I turn 40. Well, I just turned 41. But when I turned 40, it's like my eyes opened. And I was like, yo, all right, it's time to start doing you. And that is not a selfish thing, because a lot of sayings that, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's very true. I have to be full, because if I'm full, then you're able to draw from me. I have something to give to you. So if I'm not well, if I'm not whole, then that means that I don't have anything to give to you. So we all need to start working on self, all of us, so we can be beneficial to other people. I think we're all servants of each other. So that's just my thought. Anyway, we're going to get into some politics as well. You know, I love going in on 45. I have no problems with this joker. Although, he is not the start of racism, nor is he going to be the end of racism. So I don't hang all of the faults on him. He is a big problem. But this country has had these problems since it was stolen from us. So, yeah, I'm very direct. Please. I have no problems with saying what the hell I feel, you know, for the ones that, you know, that's already off put by some of the things. This platform is probably not for you. I'm not going to hold your hand. I'm not going to bite my tongue. This is my platform. So I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to say. So let's just get that clear now. If you came looking for something else, sorry, not sorry. But, yeah, so I just look forward to it, man. We're going to get it. We're going to talk about some fashion. I love fashion. I love shoes. I'm going to try to get these shoes off the ground hopefully next year so I can sell them online on the website as well or something. You know, I'm always looking to do things. Like, I get bored easily, so I'm always keeping, like, 6 or 7 balls tossed in the air. We're going to talk about business, entrepreneurship. We have to give our children other options. If you can't afford school, give them another option when they graduate. Definitely give them something other than the military. Please, I'm begging you. Give them something other than just working. And every entrepreneurship is not for everybody. I get it. But I'm saying give them an option. Because that's the only way we're going to change our narrative. We have to change the narrative, folks. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. Everything, I'm looking forward to it. I work in the community. I see a lot of the things and a lot of the needs that we have, and we have to address it. You know, racism, I have no problem going head on with racism on my page. If you follow me, you know that. You can't pray it away. It's not going to go away. You got to talk about it, discuss it, and then find solutions. What's up? I'm here. I'm going to do my part. Let me know. Anyway, I see you out there. Shout to the L side, knowledge in the heat, trade me and my nigga Kane, pain the problem, I'm a beast, motherfucker.